understand when on your first trip you actually played detective and went looking for a lost relative, is that right?
In India, you mean?
Yes.
Yes. Well, it's a funny story, but I talk about it in that first volume of my memoirs, A Chameleon's Tale, and I think it's worth regurgitating it here. I was coming back from Miami on my way back to Thailand, where I was working for an NGO, a nonprofit organization, and there was a stopover in India for a couple of hours, and I was told by Air India in Miami that that particular flight has been canceled and that you would have a 13 or 14 hour layover in Mumbai. Keep in mind, I've never been to this country. It's the land of my ancestors. My father was born there. I speak the language. And I said, I don't care. Wonderful. I can get to explore Bombay. It'll be excellent. So on a whim, I call up my father in Vancouver. He said, Dad, I'm going to India for the first time.
For the day.
Is there anybody I should look up? He goes, yes, I do have a sister there. And I said, you do? He said, yeah, her name is Khadija. And she lives somewhere in an area called Andheri in Mumbai. That's all I know. So if you find her, make sure you give her some money. She needs it more than you do. So I said, fine. And on a whim, when I land in India after a little bit of a hassle over visas and what have you, I talked to this taxi driver and I said, look, we have 13, 14 hours to kill. Why don't you just hang out with me and help me find my aunt? And he goes, where does your aunt live? And I said, all I know is it's in Andheri. Andheri is a little suburb of Mumbai. He said, you do realize Mumbai is a very big place. You do realize that not having a fixed address will make it very, very difficult to find this aunt. I said, Are bhaiya, I've never met this aunt in my life. My father hasn't seen this sister of his for 30, 40 years. It would be fantastic if we can find her. And if not, God willing, as they say in Hindi, Khuda ki marji. So we try anyway. We go to Andheri. We look for one mosque, have a discussion that turns into a communal event about what narrowing it down to the right kind of mosque to go to so that we can ask the person at the mosque where this aunt is. I find the right mosque. I also find the cleric who can help me. I tell them my father's history, all his brothers and sisters and children's name. I mean, narrow it down to four Khadijas, her name. I go to her first one, not her. Second one, definitely not her. Too young. Third one, when I recount the names of my brothers and sisters, the tears come in her eyes and the woman says, Andar aao beta. Come in, my child. And we spent the whole day with family members that I've never met and have a wonderful time together exploring Mumbai. Somewhere along the line, I slip in $50 under a book so that it doesn't look insulting or anything like that. It was the first introduction to India. And it was also the first introduction to family that I'd never met. It was fascinating. Loved it. And I said, I will be back.